This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Last Friday, former President Bill Clinton was at St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, where doctors are working to find genetic causes of childhood cancer. It's work that would not be possible without the first map of the human genome, which was completed while Clinton was president.
The American people should be very proud that they spent over a period of about 10 years, finishing when I was president, $3 billion for the first sequencing, because that basically sparked this unbelievable gush of private activity, and nobody's done more than St. Jude has to do all this sequencing, find all these genetic variances for various kinds of childhood cancers, and find variances that tell you how to adjust the treatment accordingly.
The first map of the human genome revealed that people of all races are more than 99% similar on the genetic level.
It's a great thing. I mean, I think it's going to, first of all, continue to increase the child survival rate. And when it goes through every aspect of the healthcare system, we were talking about this one, little girls who have the two genomic variances that put you at a high risk of breast cancer, get that. Between that and nanotechnology, at some point there'll never be another mastectomy. Nobody will die of breast cancer. These things are going to happen because of the genome. And it's thrilling. To see what they've done here is thrilling. And the other thing that's important is that they are immediately disseminating this information around the world. Great. So doctors in very poor countries, once they're trained to treat accordingly, can access the information. So St. Jude is sort of the living embodiment of everything I hope would happen in every aspect of healthcare because of it.
St. Jude is applying for federal grants made available by the Affordable Care Act to share its research around the country and the world.